Jacob returns to Canaan and prepares to meet his brother Esau, whom he fears. Divine encounter with angels at Mahanaim. The main characters are the patriarch Jacob and his brother Esau, whose relationship was previously fractured by Jacob's deception. This occurs during the patriarchal period as Jacob re-enters the land promised to his grandfather Abraham. Jacob sends messengers to Esau in Edom to report that Esau is approaching with 400 men. In fear, Jacob divides his company into two camps and prays to God, calling the promise of prosperity and protection. He then prepares a substantial gift of livestock, sending it ahead in successive droves to appease Esau. Judea, Jacob sends his family across the Jabbok River and is left alone, where a man wrestles with him until daybreak. The man dislocates Jacob's hip but blesses him, changing his name to Israel because he struggled with God and humans. At daybreak, Jacob meets Esau, runs to embrace him. They weep and are reconciled. Jacob insists Esau accept the gift and then declines to travel directly with him, instead journeying to Succoth and then to Shechem in Canaan, where he buys land and builds an altar named El Elohe Israel. The narrative completes Jacob's return from exile, marking a key transition through a lazen encounter with God and a cautious reconciliation with Esau. The event secures Jacob's safe re-entry into the Promised Land, where he establishes a foothold, continuing the patriarchal lineage. Name Israel signifies his changed identity and the future of the nation descended from him.